Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Despite meeting into the night last night, there's still no sign of any progress this morning in resolving the ownership fight and labor dispute that's virtually shut down the Market Basket grocery store chain. The standoff has reached a somewhat bleak milestone. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports it's now been 40 days and 40 nights since Market Basket employees first walked off their jobs to demonstrate in solidarity with the company's ousted CEO.
In several theologies, including the Greek Orthodox faith of the Demoulas family, 40 days and 40 nights is symbolic for a prolonged period of trial and suffering.
This is evil. They just want to destroy the company. In my opinion, they are evil.
That's Sherry Nolan with those harsh words for the controlling shareholders of Market Basket and its board. She's the general manager of Indian Ridge Country Club. Market Basket owns the Andover Golf Course. Protesting at a nearby company distribution center, Nolan accuses Arthur S. Demoulas and his family of deliberately dragging out the sale to his cousin Arthur T. Demoulas.
RDS is cold. His sisters are, the board members are, in my opinion, very cold. They can end this now. They can end it now, and they choose not to.
Not according to Market Basket's board of directors. They say they offered Arthur T. Demoulas a way to return to the company, but not as CEO, saying it was time to move on without delay. But Arthur T. rejected the offer, and the stalemate continues. Sherry Nolan, who has worked for Market Basket for more than 40 years, says workers are anxious.
Everybody here, everybody I talk to, is worried about their home, worried about their insurance, worried about how they're going to feed their children, worried about their child going to the doctors.
The 40-day-old standoff is especially nerve-wracking for those who usually get less than 40 hours a week. Lately, they aren't getting any shifts. The union, representing some other grocery stores but not Market Basket, has been handing out gift cards to workers this week in a gesture of solidarity. Jeff Goldhaber is a shop steward with the United Food and Commercial Workers, and he says most of the Market Basket workers he's been seeing are part-timers.
They all seem very nervous, unsure of what lies ahead, and, you know, quite honestly, scared.
Like these guys, I'm almost out of work. It's been very difficult.
That's Paul Hatsiliadis, a Market Basket supplier. He owns Extra Virgin Foods in Watertown. It's an import business, cheese, vinegar, oils, Kalamata olives. He says the standoff has cost him more than $200,000 and his losses are mounting. But in the hopes that the 71 supermarkets will be up and running again soon, Hatsiliadis doesn't want to stop importing.
So I have more Market Basket products actually coming right now because I can't cancel them. I'm really going to hurt my relationship with my suppliers overseas in Greece. So it's just got to take it on the chin.
Customers are taking it on the chin, too. Many are growing exhausted of the enduring dispute. Some say they're forming new habits at other stores. But other shoppers, like Becca Thornblad of Wilmington, are standing with Market Basket workers.
I've spent a lot more money in the past month, but I will continue to do it until ATD is back.
ATD for the ousted CEO who's trying to buy the company. Thornblad says all the suffering will be worth it if she gets her old Market Basket back.
I'm from the Midwest, and you get that same feeling when you walk into the stores. There's a friendliness, there's a helpfulness that you can't put a price on.
So while the company shareholders fight over a price and terms for selling Market Basket, the ordeal continues for workers, suppliers, and customers. After 40 days and 40 nights of hardship, many hope Market Basket gets settled before the damage becomes epic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.